First, before we get rolling into too much stuff, let's work on our introduction to the May Night. So we have B flat and an E flat. And remember, don't attack it. Soft little breeze on a May Night. One, two, and fades. Make that entrance, that was fine in terms of the loudness and the intensity, but it just has to be pulled up ever so slightly. So think about getting the sternum elevated, okay, and getting some good breath energy behind it. Not loud, just a lot of air. One, two, again, and go. Feel how this needs to move. Okay? Still higher leads when you make your entrance. One, two, and go. Same first part, go. And there it is. Again, same all. One, and two, bass B again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Good. So everything is going to start to push toward that final chord. And then it just has to like relax. It's like, oh, that's so nice when we get there. One, two, again, let's go. Sing that seventh chord, ready to go? No more bass. There it is. Sing it again and go. Okay, stand. Where's our focus on the loops? Yep. Which is probably a very good thing to do here in the central, right? Okay? Now, don't make it look like you're holding on for dear life, but instead, remember, we're starting this little stroll, and there's this sort of warm moment of remembrance that's coming over us as we start to just take in our surroundings. One, two, again, and go. Silvery, eyes elevating, one, two, here we go. hit great instead of just nice. Everything up to this point has just been very metric, and there's no emotion and feeling behind that. When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the field she throws, when the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves. Oh, gotta calm with me a little bit. One, two, when and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the fields she throws.
Good, 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 good. Now, the motion is nice. That works really, really well. Now this has to match that.
When the
silvery moon, you gotta see it, and then there has to be a reaction to it.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the field she throws.
But this kind of test pattern-y stuff has got to go away. Okay, and there actually has to be a reason why you're singing these words. When the silvery, two, ready, and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her pale drowsy light over the fields she rose.
Where are you looking? From the center. So basically, stick it in the corner. Stick that nightingale over there, right? Can you start there? And the night. One, two, ready, and go.
And the nightingale.
Just the leads. Gotta get rid of the R in there, leads. Can I hear it, please? And the, where is it at? I'm sorry, I'm trying to find the. There it is. Leads and go. No.
And
the nightingale warbles. Again, and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
Now watch here. Watch. And the nightingale.
And the night.
One, two, ready, go. Just the bass. Two, ready, and bass.
And the nightingale warbles.
Good, I heard a little bit of R in there.
Warbles, warbles, warbles.
Two, both parts again. And the
two,
ready, and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
Good. It doesn't have to get quite that loud. It's a nightingale, not an ostrich.
And the nightingale warbles.
Good. Can I hear baritones in there with them? One, and two, all three, and parts.
And the nightingale warbles.
Good. Yeah, the war gets a little flat. And the nightingale warbles. Can I hear baritones of
bass, because you should end in an octave on the bowls. And two, ready, and go.
And the nightingale wore.
Almost there. Just have to hike it just a little bit more. There's also another octave on the night. And the night, that is an octave. It must be tuned. Two, again, and go. Hold. No, higher there. Has to get higher. And the night. Two, again, and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
Those two spots, push it up, baritones. All four parts. And the nightingale.
Could you just real quick spin me?
Where are we going?
Just spin it, 180. Oh, just so I don't have to keep running over there to get to the keys.
Spin me with the piano.
Yeah, just spin me around. Okay. One, two, ready, and two. Okay.
Over here for our nightingale warbles, I go sadly or hill.
This is coming back to the center, right?
Yeah.
I go sadly o'er hill and vale. And then back up. Over there. Yes, over there. I mean, back up and, yes, over there somewhere. Somewhere hidden in our tree. Okay. Intro. Pitches are we on there? So bass, baritone. Can I hear that do-do-do-do or loo? I guess we're doing loos, aren't we? Yeah, bass and baritone, ready, and loo. Tenors. Okay, all four parts.
yet, and yet.
Yet.
Lulu, lulu, ready and go.
Lulu.
Do the lose again. That was much, much better.
Do a loop and go.
Back here. Okay, we can't do that, ladies. All four parts this time. All four. One.
two, all and go.
Necessarily, they sing very well, don't get me wrong, but this exercise tonight is for you to watch a quartet and to watch their storytelling. Watch their faces, watch their emotions. Okay, I gave him a little leeway to not necessarily do every single little bit of headography that we've been rehearsing, but I wanted them to just tell the story. I'm going to help you get started on the intro, and then we'll just kind of let you go.
Do we have to have a baseball theme?
Okay, I'll kind of get you started, and then I'm going to head off to the sides here.
There is some melancholy. So then that means you understood the emotion
yeah.
of things?
Yeah. You know how to feel.
What else did we see? Talking about appear and storytelling things. What spoke to us?
You could tell if they weren't all looking in the same direction.
They can, yes.
One would really stand out.
Yep. And I said, I gave it on the leeway because I didn't want to make it an exercise about remembering where to look. I wanted to make it about the storytelling. So, but yes, it's obvious when things aren't similar. That is very true.
Good phrases.
Yeah. I mean, there was very few times when I thought, there's something going on there all the time. It was good. One of the things that I picked up, in some of the moments of the silence of the breath before they made the next entrance, I saw that they were thinking about something before they sang. And that to me is very powerful. That means that they're reacting to something that they're seeing or, you know, that they're visualizing, something like that. So to have that moment where, you know, where on this earth are you? It's not like it was a huge change, but you could just see that there was something there before the next words started, that all were available to sing. And that is the sort of nuance that needs to be there. Now, I'm going to have us stand, and we're going to do a complete run-through without stopping and giving notes and everything. And what I need you to do is be fully committed to story and faces. Okay? If things go all kenny-wampusy, screwy-wonky with pitches, who cares? I do. But... this time, it's all about storytelling.